Good morning. My grandma Doris, a social studies teacher in Detroit, was the first person to teach me about democracy. When she walked me through the corridors of this great capital, I think about her as we stand upon these steps this morning. They are more than the pathway to the chambers of lawmaking and the halls of collaboration. They are the stopping points that we as Michiganders gather upon every few years to define the goals and promises our state will pursue. Platforms upon which we pause to examine our past from above as we look to the future ahead with open eyes and open hearts. Rungs of the ladders of aspiration that we climb day by day to make life better for all of the people who call Michigan home. It is with those people in mind, my fellow Michiganders, that we stand here before you with open minds and open hands. From Flint to my hometown of Detroit, from Dexter to Delta County, let us choose to lock arms and walk forward together in the spirit of peace and love, with one accord, into our shared and connected destiny. Let us choose to leave no cry for help unheard, no call for empathy unanswered, and no opportunity for collaboration on the table. Thank you to the millions of people who stepped up to participate in our democratic process by voting, volunteering, conversing, and caring about our state. We are all here thanks to you. We do not ascend these steps alone. We are lifted here by the visions of indigenous people, immigrants, and travelers who planted the seeds of the future in our fertile soil, giving rise to the bounty, beauty, and innovation that set our state apart. Lifted by the dreams of grandparents like mine who migrated here from Alabama and Arkansas and all across the world in search of opportunity. Lifted here in Michigan, where they came and found our pleasant peninsula that marks God's handprint on our planet. Lifted by the sweat of parents like mine who, as the first of their generation to go to college, sacrifice to make real the promise of a middle-class life that could position their only child for success. I come here alongside my beautiful wife, Ellen, who I cannot thank enough for being my motivator and my foundation, and my children, Garland and Emily, whose imaginations inspire me to want to enable the imagination and possibility that exists within every person in our state. Yes, we have big problems to solve and specific issues to address. And regardless of our political affiliations or sensibilities, it is up to all of us to participate in leadership and governance in Michigan. I stand here embodying a generation of Michiganders with fire in our bellies for what is possible going forward. That flame was lit by our ancestors and fanned by the technology and innovation that evolved as we came of age. Now we are here, ready to listen, ready to serve, and ready to stand tall. Today, as every Michigander repositions our hands on the arc of history, let us remember that the strongest bridges that connect us are rooted in equity, justice, and honesty. If we choose these values today and every day, we together will move Michigan forward and leave it better than we found it. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless the great state of Michigan.